Hi, this is Brian Concannon, the director of the Institute for Justice and Democracy in Haiti. And from time to time, something happens to us outside of our work that makes us reflect on why we do the work that we do, working to enforce the human rights of the majority of Haitians who are poor. And something like that happened to me this week. My son, Evan, who's 3.5 years old, got sick. It was a bug, nothing super serious, but it ended up dehydrating him, and so I took him to the hospital, and it was tough on Dad seeing Evan suffer like that, but it was really a routine illness and a routine treatment. He went to the hospital, got good care, got some intravenous fluids, and got out of the hospital, and there was never any doubt that he would recover fairly soon and completely. If Evan had been a poor kid in Haiti, his illness might have followed a very different routine, a routine towards the death of yet another Haitian kid from a treatable infectious disease. Even before the earthquake in Haiti and before cholera, an average of 10 Haitian kids a day died of intestinal infections, most of them easily treatable. And in Haiti, people who can afford medical care can certainly get the basic things like an IV, as can the lucky ones who live near a charitable hospital run by Partners in Health or many of the other organizations that do great work providing treatment in individual cities. But the fact that you had 10 deaths a day reminds us that individual charity, no matter how generous and how technically advanced, it's no substitute for a public health system that can provide all citizens the basic health care, like water, through an inexpensive IV. And it's heartbreaking to think about how a parent must feel watching helplessly as their child dies of an easily preventable death. And that kind of heartbreak is why we work hard to enforce everyone in Haiti's right, basic human rights, especially their right to health care. And we directly fight for health care for children and adults living in the internally displaced persons camps, as well as for prisoners in Haiti's disease-ridden prisoners, over 80% of whom have not been convicted of a crime. We also at IGADH work indirectly to fight for health care through our efforts to promote fair elections, which would allow the majority of Haitians who do not have access to basic health care to choose leaders who would be responsive to their concerns. We also fight indirectly for health care on an international level by advocating for aid and trade policies that empower the government of Haiti to provide basic government services to the population, including basic health care. And for more information about these projects and to see how you might be able to help, please go to www.ijdh.org or contact us with any questions. Thank you.